السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. In light of several cities being subjected to airstrikes, including Sana'a, we want to kill them with our weapons as they kill us, not just scare them. Translated. Al-Thawra daily newspaper issued in Sana'a on Monday, the 31st of March 2025, came out with two bold front page headlines, quote, Our armed forces clash with Truman and hostile warplanes three times within hours, end quote. And, quote, Dhu al-Fiqar missile strikes Ben-Gurion airport and millions of settlers rush to shelters, end quote. News continues from the 16th of March 2025 until today of targeting the American aircraft carrier USS Harry Truman in the Red Sea with ballistic missiles and drones, and launching missiles at Ben-Gurion Airport in the occupied city of Lod multiple times, approaching 10 without announcing the death or injury of Jews. Do you not see how many lives the army of the Jewish entity has claimed from our people in Gaza for more than a year? And how many airstrikes on Yemen have harvested since the end of 2023 until today? Allah Almighty said, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ And if you punish an enemy, O believers, punish with an equivalent of that with which you were harmed. Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 126. Truman, after being targeted repeatedly in the north and center of the Red Sea, stormed Yemen's shores on the 21st of March, 2025, clashing in our ports until Monday, the 31st of March, 2025, instead of having fled 1,300 kilometers north of the Red Sea, as was announced a day before on the 17th of March, 2025. The people of Yemen and all Muslims want the Harry Truman to descend to the bottom of the sea to end the arrogance and brutality of the United States and to end a colonial history baptized in blood, starting from the genocide of the Native Americans, the original inhabitants, the war on Canada in 1777, Mexico in 1846, Cuba in 1898, the Philippines in 1899, Germany in 1917, the dropping of nuclear bombs in 1945 on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, Korea in 1953, the occupation of Panama in 1989, and the Crusader Wars on Islam and Muslims since 2001. The Kufar West, led by America and the Jewish entity, roams freely in the lands of the Muslims, killing, displacing, plundering resources, and committing all atrocities because it knows that Muslim lands have no protector or defender to stand for them. And it knows that the acts it is faced with, such as strikes announced from Yemen, do not make it flinch. As for the statements issued by the Americans exaggerating the strikes from Yemen, they are for media consumption, and the radical solution mandated by Sharia to stop the kuffar's acts is the establishment of the Islamic State that unites the scattered Muslims, not the harmful mini-states existing today in their lands, the best of which is the one who launches rockets at America without even shedding their blood. Yemen is besieged by calamities from all directions. The gangs of the presidential council in Aden, Marib, the western coast, and the rest of their controlled areas are savagely preying on people. The Houthis in the north and center, their injustice has reached the sky, and the third calamity is what the coalition, countries, and now America are doing. The Muslims, since the Prophet ﷺ established the Islamic State in Medina, and his Khulafa al-Rashidin, rightly guided caliphs, and the Khulafa after them were an honor and strength. But after the fall of the Islamic State in 1924, the Kuffar began to devour our lands from Palestine to Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Yemen, etc., to control the resources. For example, the oil in Iraq and the Caspian Sea looted via Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, overlooking the Arabian Sea at Gwadar Port, with its journey turning east through the Pacific Ocean towards the United States instead of the Atlantic Ocean to the west. and forcing Muslims to accept the distortion of the concepts of Islam and making them conform to the corrupt concepts of capitalist civilization, the civilization of perversion, while sponsoring the usurping entity. No true victory over the leader of the capitalist civilization can be achieved except by the civilization of Islam, just by Muslims establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, let alone fighting it from Indonesia in the east to Morocco in the west, expelling the basis from Muslim lands and sweeping away the treacherous rulers. Rulers from As-Saud, the rulers of Iran, and even the Abbas authority gangs in Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا لَنَنصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. Indeed, we will support our messengers and those who believe during the life of this world and on the day when the witnesses will stand. Surah Ghafir, Ayah 51. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be a khilafah according to the method of prophethood. We in Hizb al-Tahrir, the vanguard whose people do not lie, call to the people of Yemen to work with us to establish the second Khilafah Rashida on the method of the prophethood. And that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 4-5. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah, Yemen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.